You're listening to the Laugh Factory Podcast Network. For more shows, visit the podcast page at laughfactory.com.
It's the After Laugh, After Laugh. Welcome to the After Laugh, After Laugh, After Laugh. After Laugh, man. Go ahead, pull up a chair.
This is my non-girlfriend girlfriend.
Oh, my God. We're back on that. Hey, guys. Welcome to the After Laugh. And here I am with Tommy Wakefield.
Hey.
Hey.
Tommy, you are like slipping into a comfortable pair of jeans talking to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, I've been in Austin. I've been doing podcasts in Austin. There's a very different type of person in Austin. And I don't know how to describe it.
Interesting.
It is, in terms of entertainment, they are on the fringe of entertainment.
For sure.
They know they're on the fringe of entertainment, and they have feelings about what that means, good or bad. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
Whether it's fuck LA or I want to be LA, but it's all defined vis-a-vis the fact that they are at the fringe being in Austin.
Yes.
You know what I mean? As much as you can be like, everyone's moving to Austin, Netflix might open a studio and all this shit, like, it's not fucking Hollywood or New York. It's not.
No.
It will never. That's why South by Southwest, which I've had three films there, is never going to be a center of film production, of distribution by buyers.
I mean, it's like maybe at some point, maybe in 40 years.
When California goes into the ocean?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they said the same thing about Atlanta, and it's kind of like on the come up. It's definitely not Hollywood.
I think Atlanta's a bigger hub than I think Atlanta's a better hub than Austin. For sure. For entertainment?
Atlanta,
I think they're shooting like 30 shows there. It's crazy.
Oh, no. I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. It's just Atlanta's kind of been on the forefront of like being the third city for a while.
Yeah. You know, it's like, this is what it's like. The U.S., in terms of being the number one superpower in the world, mm-hmm. and number one GDP, everyone's like, uh-oh, but here comes Japan in the 80s. Remember during Die Hard? It was Nagasaki Plaza, and Japan was going to take over fucking the American economy. That was a threat that people thought. We worried about Japan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it became China. China, if you really look at GDP,
yeah.
U.S. is fucking so far above everybody. I mean, we really have the game rigged, right?
Right.
Like, China is a good 30 years away from taking over.
But then, it's one of those things
the
where
robots
it's like,
first, and then the Chinese robots.
The trajectory of China, I mean, and let me first clarify, if I say anything on this, like, economic topic, I don't know shit at the moment. This is all come out of my ass. I don't know. But the prevailing media narrative is that China's going to, like, take over.
Of course. It's been that
Red Dawn.
You understand? It's been that for 20 years.
Yeah.
It's true. After Russia was like, oh, we got to go. Russia's kind of going down the shitter. China, and so it's just been China, China, China. And if you really look at the numbers, like, it's not true.
It feels like we're a nation in decline.
Exactly, because if we're a nation in decline, then you buy more shit to prep yourself for the apocalypse, I guess. I mean, there has to be an agenda. Anyway, the point, it was a metaphor. We always have to go into the fucking apocalypse. It was a metaphor for the fact that at the end of the day, U.S. number one, every other country, not so much.
True.
Hollywood number one, every other city, not so much. In terms of the entertainment industry.
Yeah, I have even been pushing back on some of the people, like the hyper lefties online who just shit on the USA every fucking chance.
Oh, it's absurd.
And sometimes I'm like, hey, it's still pretty good here. Like, you wouldn't really want to go many other places. There's
absolutely
so much opportunity here. Even in our, you know, shit ain't perfect. There's a lot of problems. I'm the first to admit it. But, like,
well,
you can still make money in America.
Yes.
Like, are you kidding?
And here's the number one thing that I think no one wants to talk about, which is absolutely true. And I will fight someone in an octagon cage to bear this truth out. America is probably the least racist country in the fucking world. If you think a racist, America racism is the worst, like, travel, bitch. Go to Egypt. Go to Brazil. Go to China. Go to Japan. Go anywhere else. Just even if you look at, like, the U.S. gymnast team, if you look at how diverse U.S. Olympics are in general versus every other monolithic team, If they're Swedish, it's all white Swedes. If they're fucking Chinese, all Chinese people. It's like Africa, all African people. We are. I mean, I just did the show Chocolate Sundays.
We are a melting pot.
Chocolate Sundays. And it's like that room in Chocolate Sundays, you don't get that room anywhere else in the world other than America.
I mean, true. The U.S. is super, super diverse. I mean, this is a very, very silly anecdote. I don't even know. But like, when I traveled to Mexico when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And this is like the dumbest epiphany you can ever have as a kid. But I went to Mexico and one of my first thoughts was like, holy shit, everyone's Mexican here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like profound and stupid. It's profoundly stupid.
It's profoundly stupid. But like growing up in the U.S., I just didn't even click with me that like, oh, yeah. Like in a lot of other countries, it's just
that's
one
pretty
thing.
Much every country. And they always want to point to things like France. Well, look at France. Look at all the interracial couples in France. Yeah, at the same time, if you look at French sports and Henri Terry, who is like the...
Thierry Henry. He's my favorite player of all time. Yeah. Arsenal's greatest ever. But best player to ever play in the English Premier League.
The amount of racism that he had to deal with. Like
true.
He got people threw bananas at him. Imagine someone threw a banana at LeBron James.
Sure. I would say that there's a very underrated amount of racism in Europe.
Yes.
Especially in sports and stuff that people don't talk about. It definitely exists.
Yeah.
I would say maybe comparable to the U.S. in some ways. I guess it depends on what era you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, they were more accepting of the black jazz musicians back in the 60s and stuff. So there's some stuff that they're better on. But then there's some stuff that they're worse on. But the idea that there's no racism in Europe and it's all just a United States construct is
absurd.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Same thing with Canada and people like to point to England. England has 4% black people. Any population that's 4% is not going to be a quote-unquote threat to the majority population. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that you should feel threatened by the 13 or 14%, but I'm saying...
But also, England is like, I mean, super afraid of Muslim people.
Oh, for sure. You know so everyone I mean? has their thing that they're dealing with because we all like to be tribalistic. We find ways to sort of enforce that tribalism. It's just something that happens with fucking human beings.
Yeah.
In 200 years, if we all crossbreed and we're all... beige, we're going to find other reasons to hate. You know, there's going to be something.
And also,
we have to divide
like,
ourselves.
There's racism in Africa against other African tribes.
Of course.
Like, there's fucking genocides between
of
people.
Course.
Fucking Japan doesn't let anybody in. Japan is all Japanese people. They don't fuck with anybody.
Yeah, and I'll say this too. Like, doing Chocolate Sunday, and this is all anecdotal, of course, but a couple of black comics, first of all, they treat me great there.
Yeah.
They love me. They hug me. I'm part of the family.
Good.
You know what I mean? And but comics on the stage, black comics are on there saying, like, you know, I'm sick of the racism shit. Not like I'm sick of people being racist. I'm sick of the talk about it all the time. Because the truth is I have white friends and black friends. And, yeah, we're fucking different. And white people crack me up because they're weird in their weird ways. And I make jokes about them. But, like, whatever. That's my... We all have that in us. And if you can't make a joke about someone's behavior that is somewhat based on their race, then what the fuck? Come on. Like, black dudes love to talk about white guys like, hey, man, you got to come to my party, bro. Bro, you got to come. Like, every time a black guy goes, it's hilarious. And to me, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of true.
It's funny that people are all different and weird and that, like... integrating together and dealing with all of those like weird kind of intersections is just kind of instantly hilarious.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people on the internet are just fucking pissed and upset and looking for reasons to be mad and looking for reasons to be special. And they're all just kind of having these internet flame wars. And people look at that and think it's real life. But like, even today, like on the bus... coming, I you know, we landed, the plane landed, and this is a plane flying into LA, so it's very, very, very diverse.
Yeah.
And we're all fucking pissed. That is, we're waiting for 40 minutes, and we're all there, and we're all different races and stuff, and we're all just sitting there complaining about the fucking bullshit. Fuck American Airlines, you know what I mean? And I'm like, this is, at the end of the day, real people in real life we're all just kind of wanting to bitch about something, and
yeah,
we're all finding something in common, and nobody cares what race anybody is in that moment, or well, in most moments. And I think that things ultimately, especially in the U.S., are getting better. Like when I get on that bus full of people, I don't think any of us are thinking really about the race of anyone else on the bus. We're just trying to get home.
And that's one of the things I want to talk to you about was comedy, COVID, or like post-COVID comedy, or comedy based on COVID. By the way, I got this comment today on my Instagrams.
Uh-oh.
From Jahavi Singh. Jahavi Singh is a
man. I fucking hate.
I guess it's a woman from Sydney who is intersectional in all those ways, who has posted zero things. First of all, she's posted zero things.
Always a red flag.
So you're just trolling.
Yeah, not a real.
Whether
person.
This is a real thing or
probably not.
Not. Even if it's real, you're just trolling.
No posts, no stories, no followers. Hey, fuck you.
No, she has followers. She has followers.
Made an account just to DM me, fuck you.
She has followers, but it's a private account, zero posts. Whatever you're doing, you're just getting on and you're trolling. So this is what she wrote. Okay. And I don't know. I don't want to speak. I don't want to talk shit about the comic she mentions.
Okay.
Because he's fine. But also, like, he can't follow me. So anyway, here's what. He says, you should stutter. You should study Steve Hofstadter comedy so you can learn what talented, original, witty, and clever comedy sounds like. Nobody wants your lame, recycled, low-hanging jokes. Be at least a little original, LAMO. I had no idea that people could just speak out of their ass using old-ass jokes and call it comedy. Just say you're, and the suggestion of like a fist? Whatever, and move on.
I didn't know he had fans like that out here attacking people online. Did he write this?
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
This is like, did he fucking write that?
So I just wrote.
I've never, ever seen a comment like that.
I just, also like, pretty good punctuation, good spelling.
Too good.
It's a little suspicious.
A little suspicious.
A little long.
She's Australian, but study, no accent.
Study Steve Hofstadter.
She's not fucking typing in an accent.
So I just wrote back, you seem fun. Exclamation point.
Done. That's it. Boom.
Yeah, and then they have nothing to do.
Yeah, like, damn, I'm not.
I've been having this thing with trolls in a weird way.
I am really fun. My husband says I'm so fucking funny all the time. Yeah. That's why we're getting a divorce.
The best way to deal with, I mean, seriously, it's like kill trolls with kindness.
Yeah, true.
It's what you do. I had a situation where this happens to me a lot. I'm pathetic that I do this. But so I'm quote unquote friends, internet friends or whatever with a guy named Hector Lombar. He was a legendary UFC fighter, MMA guy.
Okay.
Big, giant Cuban guy.
Nice.
But like Republican, speaks his mind, just fucking blah, blah, blah. He has a lot of haters.
Right.
And he said he almost got in a fight with Tyron Woodley because Tyron Woodley started shit talking him in order to fuck his side chick, and it became a big beef. It's stupid internet UFC flame war type of bullshit.
Sure.
So I wrote back as Hector's friend. Mm-hmm. I said, I understand how he's feeling. Most men would probably feel that way if someone's talking shit about you, just to hook up with when you're ladies or whatever. Just something pretty anodyne.
Yeah.
The amount of people that threatened to fight me from that, the amount of people that threatened to fight me, it was insane. They're like, oh, you know, man.
He's a UFC fighter, so everybody's fucking roided up in those comments.
Yeah, but the UFC, so there's two things going on. If you're smart on that thread, you're probably not going to be able to kick my ass. If you can kick my ass on that thread, you're probably not smart enough to beat me in War of the Words.
That's hilarious.
So
if you're smart, you're probably not strong enough to kick my ass. That's true.
But if you're strong, you're going to be smart enough to. So I would like. I just started commenting back. First, it starts off like something funny.
No,
like
you got
a little
into it.
A little thing like, it's your, not your type of shit. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, okay.
Like you say, Pierce you're Morgan a piece of shit. Like just kind of like being a dumbass. Mm. And then it got like, fuck you, motherfucker. I'll kick you, started different people.
I'll come to a show and I'll
sometimes
fuck
they'd bow out because I would just start like, oh, you sound like a beta male and blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, I'm strictly VHS. I'm just doing dumb jokes.
Yeah.
You know? And I said nothing's more alpha than being a man on the internet trolling someone for writing a comment.
Yeah.
That's an alpha move. Thumbs up. Fuck you, little bitch. And I was like, you know, so
this sounds productive.
Yeah. So productive. Right. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. But then you go on your thing and Instagram's like, hey, look who said what about you? And you're like, ugh. And you can't help but read it. And then I go back on and this guy was like, man, I'll kick your fucking ass, you lame-ass comic piece of shit. And they start obviously going through your bio and commenting like your stupid podcast or whatever the fuck it is.
No, I'm getting death threats.
So the one guy I said A couple of these guys. I go, hey man, it's deliberate. It's going to sound really trolly, but it's a little more deliberate. I go, hey man, I go, you got a problem with me? Let's meet up. For real. I go, where are you? Let's meet up. I like, cool.
Yeah.
He goes, man, I'll fucking kick your ass into NYC. I go, cool. I go, are you in LA? Because let's get a mat and just do it. Like, what are you training? Are you trained?
Yeah.
Dude, man, I'm fucking from the streets, bro. I need to fucking train.
I'm from the
okay,
streets.
That's cool, man. I get it. Like, so
I was trained in the streets, Bill.
So, like, I probably should, but like, if we go to a mat and we just kind of like, you know, have some rules, but it'd be fun. Like, you know, have you done jiu-jitsu? No. I could teach you, man. It'd be cool. Like, you know, it'd probably be, if you're already like tough from the streets and
you
shit, like,
to teach them jiu-jitsu.
Dude, by the end
that's
of it, they're like,
way to say, I'll kick
by the end
ass,
of it, like, no, man,
jiu-jitsu.
I've been thinking about it. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I got to train harder. And I was like, you know, you seem like a funny, smart guy. What are you doing? Waste your time trolling me. Who cares? Like, you're a cool dude. Like, get your shit together.
Wow.
Train.
Guidance counselor, Bill.
Write jokes. And I swear to God, like, dude, you changed my life. I swear to God.
You changed my life.
Well, he said, I can tell you what he said.
Dude, you changed my life by calling me a beta male.
Isn't that hilarious?
Oh, my God.
So I'm trying to think. I took a picture of one of the things.
That's hilarious.
Wrote.
That's genuinely funny.
But it happened with a couple guys. They just, man, fuck. Like, people just will randomly out of the blue
well,
just
if
DM
you're
me,
threatening
like,
to fight someone on the internet, you clearly you need some guidance. And
yeah.
You're the guy to give it to them. Hey, man, subscribe to my podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel that people, at the end of the day, man, nobody wants to fight anyone.
Hey, man, I thought I hated you, but I listened to an episode of the pod and actually got some really good dating advice. And the stuff you said about the penis pulse, I've been trying it out. And,
and the
my
Dookie,
girl,
the,
my girl.
The Dookie cleanse and the penis pulse?
I was listening about the Dookie cleanse and my relationship with my parents improved.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope that's happened a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think it's
this
not.
This is how you
it's
get clout.
Impossible.
I tell you what, the only time I ever get into a flame war is like if someone comes for one of my friends.
Oh shit!
And then I feel like obligated for some dumb reason, and it's still not productive. My friend Harper posted this thing on the internet of like, it was a dumb picture of her,
uh-huh.
And she's like.
Oh, I know her. She's on a podcast, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she posted some shit like some guy asked for pics and I sent him this pic and it's like her trolling like on a toilet seat. It's just a goofy picture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not that deep. She's not claiming to be hilarious. She's just being like quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That shit went viral for whatever reason.
It did?
Yeah. Got like 70,000, 80,000 likes.
The picture or the response? The fact that it was a response
the
to...
The fact that she like framed it as, this guy asked for pics, I sent him this trolley pic.
Yeah, of her on the toilet.
She's good at Twitter, so a lot of her shit goes viral, right? And then someone quote tweeted it and said, this is literally the worst thing ever. This is the worst thing. This type of humor is the worst thing to ever happen.
It's literally potty humor.
It's stupid, right? Mm-hmm. But it's also like, she's not claiming to be a fucking genius. She's just goofing around, tweeting. It's
yeah.
a tweet. Shit is not that deep on Twitter.
Yeah.
Nothing on Twitter is that deep. It's just not.
Yes.
People put so much weight into it. This is what the person is.
This is not her fucking epic poem.
No.
Yeah.
She's just was one tweet out of a million. So this person quote tweets. And maybe the same is true in reverse, but I took it personal because I just am sick of all these fucking douchey trolls. Anyways. This person goes, this type of humor is literally the worst thing to ever happen to society. And the guy's like, that goes viral. This guy's like 30, 40K. And I was like, and I don't know why I felt obligated to respond to this. But I was like, you know, I want to comment on it. So I commented.
Did you quote tweet or his tweet? Or
no,
you...
I replied.
Okay.
So I'm going into the lion's den.
Yeah. So there's hundreds of people are replying to this.
Well, I'm replying. So anyone who's liking this tweet probably agrees with the original poster, right?
Yes.
And they go down.
And they see you.
And it's all the people responding. But they also see me with the counter argument. But they're like, fuck, fuck this person.
What was so your counter argument?
My counter argument was like, oh no, it was not great, but it is. Their profile picture was them wearing like an I'm Daddy shirt. It's like a girl in an I'm Daddy shirt. So I said, oh no.
Not oh, so it was a girl?
Yeah. I said, not a humor lesson from the girl in the I'm Daddy shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I guess you're the authority on humor.
Yeah.
And your fucking profile picture is like just as cringe.
Yeah.
And then she's like, that's Fiona Apple, who's some indie woman singer.
You never even heard of Fiona Apple before?
Maybe I have. I didn't know. I wouldn't recognize her.
You know, you're just so Gen Z. Yes.
So then I got fucking ratioed, you know?
Oh,
and then
shit.
And then I got quote tweeted and like, destroy all men.
And the
men,
people looked, went on YouTube.
All
and
men. And I was like, good God. Good grief. I was just trying to stand up for my friend here, and now I'm getting...
Well, how long ago was this?
Yeah, it was a couple days, maybe 2 weeks.
Even after you're like, I'm getting off Twitter because it makes me unhappy?
Yeah.
You went back on and then did that bullshit, Tommy?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you gotta stop.
It's horrible, but it's just a death zone.
I tell you
full
what,
of the most miserable people on
there's
the planet.
No fun. Even if you win, you don't win.
No.
Even if you win, you lose.
Yeah.
It's like the war games with Matthew Broderick with tic-tac-toe playing over and over again. You're never going to win.
No.
It's a mutual assured destruction. Because even if you put someone with a fucking zinger, someone's going to see that zinger, be upset that you did such a good zinger, that they're going to try to find the most personal thing to attack you with.
Yeah. It's just... It's not worth it.
You just got to counter do it. Like, that's a solid point. If they fucking rip you to pieces, like, all right, solid point. Pretty good troll. Pretty good troll.
I
should have
said that. I should have responded, solid point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Solid point. Just, it doesn't, because you're never going to defend someone properly in a way that makes you a hero or helps them at all.
Yeah.
Or helps the discourse of humanity.
This is like a miserable person who can't stand someone making like a goofy joke.
Yeah, it's Twitter.
Their fucking header was like, it said something like, I have fleas or something. You know what I mean? I'm like, this person is not funny.
She's like, what did I put for my bio?
This person is not above this goofy picture that my friend posted.
And first of all, she just posted a reply to a guy for a toilet. What is... It's almost like there's nothing to even comment about. Okay, this is just a thing that someone did.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
It wasn't her profile picture, necessarily.
No.
It wasn't the thing that she's... It wasn't her pinned tweet.
No.
Maybe it was. But anyway, the point is, why the fuck would you care? It wasn't to you.
No.
That is a problem. And look,
everyone's just a fucking hater. Everyone's so upset.
Okay, look.
I'm upset because everyone else is upset. How did I get... I try to be above it, but sometimes I feel myself, honestly, I'm like, I'm upset. How did I get upset about
So there's a quote I heard from Joe Rogan that's a quote from someone famous that he was quoting, and I forget what it was, but it's something that I've been kind of talking about a lot in my COVID comedy.
Yeah.
Because I think most comics have a COVID set, which is a set that is inspired by COVID, inspired by the lockdown, based on their experience of the lockdown.
You better.
Yeah, if you don't have that, it feels a little disingenuous. And there are also comics who feel like, I ain't one of these motherfuckers going out here to talk about fucking COVID shit. Fuck it, I'm going to do it. You know, I get that. But for me, I felt like it definitely galvanized, there's the podcast word, a feeling in me I've been having for a while, which is I don't believe in anybody. I think everyone's full of shit. I think Democrats are just as full of shit as Republicans.
No.
Maybe they're not as maybe they're not as nerdy as Republicans, but they're just
nerdy.
As full of shit.
Nah.
Maybe they're not as like fucking like, it's gotta be kill no abortion clinics, but like they're equally just full of garbage. They're just dumb. Everyone wants control of the narrative. Everyone wants control of the ideology. Everyone wants control of the way that people act. And it's annoying. It's annoying as fuck. So anyway,
I mean, I agree with that statement, except for the word equally. I think
64. Okay, maybe I thought it used to be 90-10. Now I think it's maybe 60-40.
I think I'm 80-20. Look, I'll give you 80-20.
John Oliver. I used to love John Oliver.
Yeah.
I watched him religiously. Now when I watch John Oliver, I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, I feel that about everyone because the COVID shit, it just made everything annoying.
Because
Trump plus COVID made everything horrible.
Trump plus COVID equals...
I just don't want to consume anyone's fucking content. Get it out of my face.
I'll tell you why. Because when you do these late night shows, and the news, particularly a comedy news show, you have to have this certain like erudite smugness about you to talk about it. Meanwhile, no one knows what the fuck is going on.
True.
And we're in a very vulnerable place.
Yes.
And we're acting like, but these fucking Republicans with their Trump... Blah, blah, blah. It's more complicated than that, fuck nut. It is. It's way more fucking complicated. You can't just say that if you didn't get... I mean, of course, everyone's like, oh, these fucking... Okay, here's what's driving me fucking crazy about the vaccine. So here, guys, here's the announcement. I am not vaccinated, okay?
Boo.
So here's how I've been opening my set.
You've been opening with, I'm not vaccinated, and everyone just puts their mask on quietly.
Yep, absolutely. I go, and I follow Chito Santino at a show here at Supernova, which is a great show. And he goes, I had COVID, and I got the vaccine afterwards. And I don't know why. I just did. You know why I did it? Because I'm not a little bitch. And he got like an applause break.
Yeah.
You know, the idea being that you don't get a vaccine because you're like a bitch, afraid of getting sick or hurt or whatever the fuck it is. You know, that's the idea. Okay.
Right.
Now, I already had my set planned out.
Yeah.
So my set is I go up there and I have like my little drink and I go...
We're talking about vaccine. Ron White in the building.
Yeah. Well, I go, we're going to talk about as who's vaccinated. I go, yeah, I had my first shot recently. People applaud. I go, I'm in my second shot right now. Cheers. I do a shot.
Yeah.
And I put down, I go, I haven't been vaccinated yet. And they go, and I go, look, I go, it's not because I'm like, oh, Bill Gates put nanobots in there or go and put 5G in me and turn my balls into a hot spot. Not like that, just because I already had COVID.
Yeah.
You know, and I have antibodies.
Usually, I already had COVID, and I had a good time.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get it again.
I was thinking about this, and I already had COVID, and it was okay.
And I liked it.
It was nice.
I'm trying to get it again. I had COVID,
and it was okay. I liked it.
This is a dumb angle, but you could be like, listen, I think if you get the vaccine, that's fine. But I want to get it again.
Yeah. I had COVID, and I enjoyed it.
Why would I get the vaccine? Then I wouldn't get to have it again, you know?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I sit at home.
People would hate that. That was stupid.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that would be a fun little thing. No, I'm kidding. I lost my taste, my smell, my girlfriend. And I said, I went to the doctor. It affected my heart. It made my heart a little Republican. Now, when I said that Supernova, it was like I basically said, I'm now worshiping Adolf Hitler, and I have enshrined him in my bedroom. So I counter that right away. I'm still liberal. I believe in all the things, the liberal things. I believe in like gay rights. What's up, dude? You know, it's just to fucking make it silly, right? Mm-hmm. I believe in equal pay for bitches, right? We gotta get these bitches paid the same, right? So it's just like do the things.
Nice.
Get it, you know. So you're getting some fine cheap labs, but then I go into what is the thing that has been driving the set, which is like.
Why not?
I'm sick of the fear. I'm sick of everyone telling me to be afraid of everything all the fucking time. And I feel like there's no mitigating factor. There's no limiting principle to the amount of fear that is supposed to be absorbed into our fucking brain. And all these people are killing themselves and have massive rates of anxiety. And drug use has gone through the roof. And homicide's gone through the roof. Fights on airplanes have gone through the fucking roof.
Fights on airplanes?
Yeah, dude. It's statistic? Crazy. Look it up. Yeah. It's like four times as many
fights
assaults.
On airplanes.
Yes. It's a fucking huge thing right now. Every day there's a video of people fucking getting a fist fight in an airplane. It's nuts. People are losing their minds.
That's kind of a funny statistic, but, you know.
They're losing their fucking minds, man.
I agree there's a lot of fear, but what is the difference? Why won't you get the vaccine? Is it out of fear?
No, here's first of all,
do you have fear of the vaccine?
I'm not like... I won't get the vaccine because
you're afraid.
I believe in some conspiracy about tracking or any of that shit. Yeah. I don't believe that.
Then why won't you get it?
I'll tell you why I want to get it. First of all, because
you want.
I don't
like,
give a fuck what anyone says.
Okay.
If you look at the numbers,
yeah,
it is not nearly as effective mm-hmm. as they thought it would be against the Delta variant. It's like 80%. It's like 85% effective or something. I don't know what the numbers are. It was supposed to be 95. It's much less.
It's
with
like
Delta.
85.
There's been literally like.
It's better than Johnson & Johnson.
There's been tens of thousands of breakthrough cases, which is going to happen, of course, with any vaccine. But it's way more than they initially postulated. Way more. Okay. Number one. Number two, this may be anecdotal, but a lot of people tell me sort of personally, they say, if you've had COVID mm-hmm. and you get the vaccine, your reaction to the vaccine is usually a lot worse.
Oh.
Then there are people who say natural immunity is always better than synthetic immunity. Always. Okay. And then there's studies that come out and say, hey, it can last 10 years, natural immunity. It can last a year, or it can last a lifetime. Well, it's all over the fucking map.
Isn't the Delta variant, like, different?
Yeah, it is different, which is why all these vaccines that were created for the original COVID aren't as effective against Delta.
But wouldn't the same be true for the natural immunity?
Yeah, so why would I then introduce a vaccine into my blood that's synthesized for the first variant when I already know that it's not as effective as it would be for the first variant? It just seems a little bit like there must look. Here's the point.
I guess my question is, what would be the downside of getting the vaccine? The one day that you're going to feel sick?
Well, okay. Then there's other stuff. Okay. The fact that because I had COVID, people have worse reactions to the vaccine.
How much worse? Like 2 days of feeling sick?
And also, here's the thing that no one wants to talk about. And I understand why they don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it here.
What's the real reason? Because that's pretty flimsy.
There's been way too many people that I know personally or I've read about, and again, this is anecdotal,
okay,
who got the vaccine and just had weird shit happen to their bodies that never happened before. Like, a girl got shingles, never had shingles before. A guy I know started getting sties in his eyes. Not like, but like, but like 20 sties in his eyes. He looked like the fucking fly. He had to cover his... He had to, like, dark shades for weeks. I had no idea what happened. And it was literally like less than a week after getting the vaccine. Eric Clapton had his whole story that he... You know, he's a lifelong liberal for sure, mm-hmm. Eric Clapton. He writes his story about how he got the vaccine and he lost... Whatever the fuck. He lost his hearing or something happened. It really fucked him up. And he thought he would never be able to perform again. And people were like, oh my God, Clapton's an anti-vaxxer. So those are anecdotal, and I know they're outlying stories. But for me, if COVID wasn't bad the first time around,
yeah,
and I have the antibodies, and then I hear that your reaction getting the vaccine having COVID is worse, and then I hear that natural immunity is better, what is the thing that's going to make me want to get it other than the fact that, well, I need it to work? I need it in order to work to get a job at Netflix or HBO or whatever the fuck, because they're going to start mandating it.
Right.
For my safety, I don't feel it's necessary. And there's nothing I've read that convinces me otherwise. And not because I'm fucking listening to Tucker Carlson.
Right.
I'm reading medical journals. If you Google natural immunity versus vaccine immunity, there will be 8 million articles, and you won't find out what they're actually saying until 8 paragraphs down. They won't answer the question until you read.
My take is that if you don't want to get it, I'm fine with that, but you're probably going to get COVID again. That's just my take.
Okay.
And I'm not a scientist, but seems probable.
But the fact, look, here's the thing, man. I personally know 10 people mm-hmm. who got the vaccine and then got COVID. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
I know maybe two people who
but
say
then
they got
was
COVID
it that
twice.
Bad?
Were they hospitalized?
Or it was that bad. I don't know that I got COVID, but I got something that felt like a very long cold.
Yeah.
And it's almost still affecting me.
After the vaccine.
But I don't know. My lady friend, who's not my lady, but is kind of my lady.
Yeah, we gotta catch up on that, too.
She got tested, and then they didn't hit her up to tell her anything, so we're not sure.
Oh, when'd she get tested?
Because she caught it from me.
For sure.
But I thought it was just a cold. But then I had, like, congestion and like a cough for like 2 weeks after. And I felt sick for like a very long time. But it was more of just like a headache and a kind of like mild weariness that it took a while to shake off.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was COVID. That was like a vaccinated young person's version of COVID. It felt like it might have been. I didn't lose my taste. I didn't really have some of the symptoms, but I did like, you know, I had some weird doo-doo and I had a headache. I didn't have a fever though. So I don't know. It could have been some other shit.
Yeah.
Easily could have been some other shit.
And you weren't curious enough to take a test and find out?
No.
Because you wouldn't spend the money.
I'm vaccinated. I had already done my shit. I just didn't want to do it. Maybe that's on me. Maybe I'm lazy. And then she got tested, so I was like, I'll just wait for that test, and it wasn't. So,
I guess I feel that here's what I believe. I believe that there is something to the fact that a government that can control its people is a government that knows the efficacy of how to move forward. There is something about the knowledge of control that creates the knowledge of enacting policy. So I don't think it's super conspiratorial, but I think there's something
Clarify that for me.
I guess what I mean is, like, if they get everyone to comply with getting the vaccine.
Yes.
First of all, I don't believe that when you have douchebags like Chris Cuomo going, like, I just care about you. I won't get the vaccine. Talk to a Republican. Like, no, you don't. You don't give a shit if this guy dies. No. Fuck you.
I don't trust.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Any politician, pretty much.
I think there's something to the idea that.
I also don't believe that they, like, created this vaccine to harm people.
No, of course
like,
not.
Like, COVID's terrible for the economy. There's no, all of these not. Obviously good intentioned motivating factors on why they would want to get a real vaccine to the people.
Here's why I get so fucking annoyed. Because everything that you, you know, trust the quote-unquote science, everything that you hear eventually gets contradicted. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and several people were like, I'm not going to trust a Trump vaccine. A vaccine comes out under the Trump administration, I'm not going to trust. Well, that's the vaccine that came out. And now you're pushing it and you're saying if you don't get it, you're a piece of shit.
No, that's a little bit of a...
She said that.
No.
She did say that.
Who, Kamala?
Nancy Pelosi.
But can we clarify what she said? Because she didn't say it like that. She said if Trump comes out with a vaccine before the election that is not approved by like... whatever fucking
approved
people.
By who? Was not approved by the FDA.
Sure, but like what she was trying to say was that if it comes out before the election as a political ploy and is not verified as far as we're concerned,
yeah.
Then it's politically
but that's also a crazy comment for her to say that Trump is a puppeteer of the health department of the government, that they would create a faux vaccine just to help his political needs.
Well, no. She wasn't saying that the government did that. She was like saying if it happens independently of the government.
Like Trump is in the lab with a Bunsen burner? What's she talking about?
No, I don't know. Just that if they come out with a vaccine that
all right, it's a little – okay, fine. I'll give you on the Pinocchio, like two Pinocchios, okay?
Two Pinocchios?
Maybe not four, but two. Maybe one, at least one Pinocchio.
But then it all switched. You know what I mean? Trump fucking lost, and now all the Republicans don't trust the vaccine.
And I was like, it's the best vaccine. Here's another thing. I think if you were to look at the demographics of people who aren't taking the vaccine, every Trump supporter I know took it. My dad, my brother, they all have it. I don't know a lot of white Trump supporters who aren't getting the vaccine. I don't hang out with the QAnon crowd. I don't know how big it is.
Well, they're definitely not getting it. Trust me. I know a fair few groups of white people who are not getting it.
But here's another thing. There's also what people don't want to talk about is on the other side, on the far left, you have the same amount of people who aren't getting the vaccine for other reasons.
The anti-vaxxer people?
Because they believe in their natural immune system and holistic medicine and deep breathing and blah, 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 blah. So there's a whole community of people who are super liberal who won't get the vaccine.
I don't know if I would call them liberals, but they're definitely like the fairy people.
They voted for Bernie, okay?
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So my feeling is if there's an article that comes out, not in the fucking New York Times by a goddamn journalist, an article
quote, unquote,
that comes out from like whatever the most scientific American or the most respected journal in fucking... Is that the one? No, New England School of Medicine or whatever it is.
Okay. If anything is respected anymore.
Yeah, if there's anything that is actually nonpartisan that just says this is verified by 50 scientists, here's the results of natural – these are the studies of natural – here are the numbers.
It is tough. It does feel like nothing is nonpartisan anymore. If anything disagrees with you, it doesn't matter how nonpartisan it was in the past. Now it's partisan.
Because every article I look about natural immunity
– if you do a study, a non-biased, fully scientific method study – and the results are not what one party likes, it's now partisan. And that magazine is that side for the rest of time.
Absolutely.
Ugh, shit is exhausting.
Anyway. So when I was at Chocolate Setting last night, and my friend Amir Arison, shout out Amir Arison, the Blacklist, he came to the show, and his dad's a doctor, and his dad was like, Bill, you don't have the vaccine. He goes, my dad's a doctor. He goes, he says everyone that he's treating with COVID in the hospital, they're all like 30 to 50. And they're all like suffering and they're in the hospital. They have COVID. You got to get it. And it actually kind of, and then I'm in this packed, crowded room.
Get it.
And I was like, shit. And I was freaked out. And I got home. I was like, I got to get the thing. And I talked to this like nurse practitioner and she was like, you have the, test your antibodies. If your antibodies are strong, you don't need it.
Did you test your antibodies or did you just hear that and say, I'm probably good?
I thought about testing my antibodies,
you
which is
it,
pretty
like,
the same way.
7 months ago.
Yeah, so now my antibodies are probably going down. Then I read an article today coming, maybe, and it wasn't from Fox News, an article coming out saying that if you have people can have natural immunity for life, like they do with most vaccines. Or
vaccines.
What they have with most
but
antibodies.
This isn't like that. This isn't like fucking chickenpox or some shit.
But clearly no one knows what the fuck it is like.
Because but people they thought, are getting it twice, so clearly it's not like that. It's not one of these you get it and you're done type shits. It's like the flu. We're probably going to have to get a fucking shot every year.
Yes. And like I said, if they're...
You know what? I got the shot. Wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
My parents got the shot.
You got one shot? J&J?
I got two shots.
Okay.
The second shot, I felt sick for one day. I felt like I had flu symptoms for one day, and then it was fine.
Yeah.
And you know what? Have I felt weird shit after that? No, not really.
And then also...
Only the normal weird shit that I always feel. Like, oh, I should probably eat better and work out every once in a while. So I'll be like, oh, I have no fucking energy. It must be the vaccine. Have you eaten today, bud? Okay, have you drinking water in the last 24 hours?
Do you have clean socks?
No. Oh, have you just drinking coffee for 36 hours straight and haven't been to sleep? Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe there are larger... Yeah. Causes of why you're feeling bad.
Of course. I agree.
That's me. That was me the entire year. It's like I was like depressed, not eating, and being like, why do I feel like shit? Is this COVID? No. Eat fucking food, you idiot.
So, and here's I go to a show at the Soho House with Katie Cazorla, who's a dear friend of mine, who I open with, and her husband, she's an older husband, Walter, who's an amazing guy. Great friends of mine.
Love an old husband.
When they found out that I didn't have the vaccine, Katie was like, I will not tour with you unless you get it. And her husband like won't talk to me. He literally went. Now, he's been vaccinated. So part of me,
what I'm saying. The cost of not getting it seems so much greater than like.
Yes.
If truly your fear is that you don't want to feel sick for a day, that seems like a flimsy reason.
It's not.
You have this little fear that you're going to get styes all over your eyes, that makes more sense to me, but I think it's irrational.
What it is, and then there's studies, and then I look at the studies of Israel, because Israel seems like its own thing. It's divorced somewhat from American politics.
They're right-wing enough for you to trust
them. Well, they're a government that's really about survival.
Right, sure.
Right?
They're not being influenced by the right-wing mob.
Their studies are kind of authentic.
They've bombed enough innocent
and they've
people
had a
to
lot
be
of, you know, they have a lot of fucking studies that people aren't looking at. And one of them is that people who get the vaccine are more susceptible to long-haul symptoms.
I read the opposite.
See?
I read that if you get the vaccine, it will make the long COVID symptoms go away.
That's hilarious because I read the exact opposite.
And I was like, oh, thank God, because I'm afraid of like...
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the long-haul shit. If I get the vaccine and all of a sudden I have a permanent loss of whatever the fuck it is or some sort of thing, like I'll be like, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And it just feels
like... Have you not done the research on the disease itself?
Well, let me ask you a question.
There's a whole bunch of side effects to getting COVID.
Of course. But here's a question. Why don't you think that the FDA has approved it yet?
I have no idea. This sketches me out a little bit. The FDA also hasn't approved getting the Delta variant. They don't say that's a great idea. You know, I think Joe Biden got it. I know Donald Trump got it.
Yeah. And I also feel that, again, no one wants to talk about the fact that people who are getting COVID hospitalized almost 100% of the time have comorbidities. I mean, every once in a while you hear the outlier of he was a marathon runner. First of all, if you're a marathon runner, then you're probably like constantly fucking depleted. And number two,
my dad was a marathon runner.
So, and that's probably a stupid argument. But
and now he's still running strong into his 80s. So get out there and exercise,
kids.
The other
argument is if the vaccine is so effective that everyone needs to get it, then why the fuck are you worried that I don't have it?
I'm not. I'm worried
you're
for
not,
you.
You're not, but other people are worried, and they're vaccinated.
I'm like, I agree that is weird.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So if everyone's vaccinated, everyone I see and everyone's around is vaccinated, then why do you care if I'm not vaccinated?
I think it's a political thing, and I think it's like if everyone was vaccinated – and I do believe this. If everybody got vaccinated, we would not be having this spike of cases, right? If everybody got vaccinated, this shit would be going away. That's just the case. You know what I mean? It's like – We've got about 50% of people getting vaccinated, and then 50% of people are just like, nah,
well, then
not going to get it.
They look at the cases where there have been like super spreader events, right? One of them was in Provincetown in Massachusetts.
Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza was one of them?
Have you been following this?
No.
There's a lot of pictures of like Lollapalooza is happening, like COVID didn't happen, and people on Twitter are mad at them. I don't give a shit. I'm at the point, I'm vaccinated, I'm living my life.
Yeah,
I'm past Karen.
Yeah,
if you don't want to get vaccinated, I'm like,
I think that's the way you should be.
That's stupid. I'll sure. argue with you as an individual. Like, hey, I think your reasoning for not getting it is irrational.
So even with the concept really of natural immunity versus vaccine immunity, you don't think that's a valid argument?
Based on what I've heard as a non-scientist who has done limited research, I think that you're probably going to get it again if you don't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And if you are ready to get the worst Delta variant, which is so much more contagious, then I wish you luck. I think you'll be okay, but it's probably going to suck.
So Provincetown is a gay mecca, right?
Okay.
So all these gay men, most of them from New York, liberal as fuck, they are like, we're all vaccinated. They went to Provincetown and partied, and they got like 1,000 fucking breakthrough cases. I mean, the amount of breakthrough cases from Provincetown is crazy. And they're
really?
All from vaccinated people. And that argument, to me, is an argument not necessarily against the vaccine, but an argument about, like, wait a second, what the fuck is going on here? Because...
But also, like, were they kissing and shit?
They're butt-fucking the whole nine yards, man, I'm sure.
So, if the vaccine does not protect against the whole nine yards, I don't, you know. What 90% effective is only... That 10%... includes butt fucking, you know what I mean? That shit.
So do you think if everyone gets vaccinated and they still have a mask mandate, let's say that let's say not even everyone, let's
I don't
just say
do the masks anymore,
75% people get vaccinated.
I'm over it, I'm vaccinated. I will get it at this point. I feel like I sacrificed enough. I did it all. I followed the protocol. I was very supportive. I got vaccinated immediately. I got vaccinated like before it was my turn. Because I went up to Bakersfield where they had extras.
Yeah.
I got an extra dose. I was, you know what I mean? I was like, go team Vax.
Yeah.
And now I'm living.
Yeah.
And I did it. If it comes back, listen, I'll fucking wear my mask in the supermarket, but I'm not, I want to do comedy.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking, this shit is stupid. Anyways.
And then also, yeah.
This is not scientific. So if someone sat me down and with some graphs and made me feel real bad, you could probably change my mind. you could shame me back into compliance, but like, you know, I want to live.
Yeah, I get that. Most people are not willing to look at anything, any countervailing opinion at this point.
Yeah.
To either side.
Listen, I'll look at – I'm very susceptible to a graph. If you show me a big red line,
I have a screenshot of a graph.
Listen,
about natural immunity versus vaccine immunity.
If you show me an incredibly tall red line next to a very short blue one, I'll be like, God damn, that's a huge line. They'll be like,
yeah.
How big is that line though? I'm like, it's very big.
And also, like, maybe I know a lot of people talk about the fact that a lot of black people don't want to get it. Not just black people, Mexican people don't want to get it. A lot of women don't want to get it too. Because
pregnancy?
Yeah.
That makes more sense than the other shit.
Yeah, I agree.
The idea that racially, first of all, I understand the racial sensitivity, the Tuskegee experiment, the history of it.
I mean, that's that argument just holds so much water, though.
They're not switching out the vials at the clinic just for black people.
Yes.
As some, that would be insane.
Well, I also
Everybody's
think
getting
it's,
the same
it's,
shit.
Tuskegee aside,
yeah.
There is a national reticence in the black community about the U.S. government and what the U.S. government wants them to do.
True. Good.
The man wants them to do.
But my thing is, it's like, it's not just them. It's not like, hey, black people, this is just for you. Don't worry. It's like everybody's getting the same shit.
Yeah, of
Bill
course.
Bill Gates is getting the same fucking.
Yeah, of course. So
he's also getting his
that's
dick
why
by
the Tuskegee argument is an argument that black people don't make. It's an argument that white people make on behalf of black people to explain why they're not getting the vaccine.
Right.
No black person who is not getting the vaccine is referencing Tuskegee. They're referencing the fact like, nah.
Yeah. Here's a study that says that you should do it. Yeah, well, here's a study that says nah.
Nah. Nah.
Okay, counter argument. Nah.
Like get argument, yeah.
Oh, shit. Good point, actually.
I guess I wish there was more discussion about the idea. If you've had COVID, there is some level of at least personal choice in getting the vaccine. But that's not even discussed.
I don't think that that's the case. I understand from a personal standpoint why that makes sense to you, but I don't think that having COVID one time protects you in the same way that you think it does. But also, maybe your point is getting the vaccine doesn't protect me in the way that I think it does.
Yes.
Because I've been fucking and sucking, folks. Just kidding. I have not. I have been barely leaving my house.
Speaking
I'm wrapped in depression, but it's all good. No, I'm kidding. I'm actually fine.
I think it would piss me off if I got the vaccine and then all of a sudden there's a mask mandate. And I'm going, why did I get the vaccine that's supposed to be so goddamn effective if now I have to wear a mask? They're like, well, because unvaccinated.
True.
Like, but how can the unvaccinated people affect me if I got the vaccine?
True. Why do I have to wear a mask?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that the justification was, well, we don't know if you have it. Dude, fucking, I'm vaccinated. I'll take the card everywhere. I'll show people.
Yeah.
I'll show you my dick.
Well, I think
if you need to see it for me to not wear a mask, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Just give me 5 minutes to get a little hard.
I think I'm going to get completely for Machiavellian reasons. And the Machiavellian reasons just because now if I were to get a job with a big studio,
yeah,
they're going to mandate it.
Sure.
You know, yeah. It's right around the
corner. They should.
Yeah.
I support it.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with private companies do it. I think Joe Biden's in for a fucking run for his money if he tries to federally mandate it.
I don't think federally mandating would be a good idea.
Yeah.
But... And here's my thing. I think it should be mandated because I already got that shit. And if I'm dying, you're dying, okay? If I'm already dying, so you have to die.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's why we're mad. Can I say this is why people are mad? Like Katie Cazorla, when she hears you're not vaccinated, this is why she's mad. This is why I'm mad. If I'm dying, you're dying, Bill. Okay?
Yeah.
Get that shit. Because I want us all to die.
Yes, I agree with that sentiment. And
don't
also,
be smarter than me because I'm already dumb. If you're smart, then that makes me dumb, and that makes me unhappy.
That's the thing. You nailed on the head.
It's
people
true.
Can't be. You cannot convince people. As we've talked about, it's easier to convince people to do something than convince people out of a belief system.
Because listen, like, I got the vaccine because I'm smart and I know I'm smart.
Yeah.
Right. But if you, a smart person, are not getting it because you're smarter than me, then that makes me start feeling dumb. And I don't like feeling dumb, Bill. And you, with your research, here's the thing. Doing research and then not getting it scares the shit out of people who got it.
Yeah, yeah. And also, I will, admittedly, I have definitely counter-oppositional disorder.
For sure.
It was the same thing with the black square on Instagram. It's the same fucking thing. And I bring this up in my act, too.
Yeah.
I was going to get the vaccine, and the minute like someone said, some white woman said, you have to get the vaccine. I was like, nah, I don't feel like it.
I know that about you, and that's why I'm not that worried. But I told you earlier how susceptible I am to graphs. Two large red lines next to small blue lines.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're like, I read this graph that says someone in Israel who has a maybe science adjacent major showed me this graph and now I'm not getting it because so I don't get styes on my eyes, I'm gonna go home and check my eyes for styes because and that upsets me.
Yeah.
The caffeine's hitting.
Good. I mean, we could obviously talk about this forever. And it's the weird thing about it is in 10 years from now, when the smoke has cleared and we're all dead, hopefully, and taken over by the robots. Because in 10 years, robots take over, right? 2030, the singularity. Is that
what happens? Oh, less than that.
Thank God.
Have you been seeing the breakdancing videos?
What? Robots breakdancing?
Robots are a better dancer than you. And you did professionally. Look it up. Robot, Boston Dynamics dancing robot.
Holy shit.
They're not just dancing, Bill. They're doing backflips.
Breakdancing.
Breakdancing.
They're fucking challenging each other to battles.
They're doing the goddamn pommel horse.
They're doing the...
Yeah. A robot won gold medal at the Olympics for pommel horse.
Shut the fuck up.
And that's when I was like, it's over.
All right, there you go. That's a stand-up bit right there.
Okay, yeah.
But my point is, in 10 years, when the smoke clears, there's going to be... We're going to actually know how it all shook out.
Fuck.
Right?
Badly.
We're all going to know.
Here's the thing.
It's going to be bad either way.
I don't know how it's all going to shake out. Whoever wins, it's not good.
It's
not going to be me.
Here's another ideological...
It's not going to be comedians that won.
Hell no. No, it won't be.
We're all going to be
Another ideological comment I heard that was interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because Gen Z... Because Gen Z is really dictating how this argument is going.
Very
right?
annoying. Gen Z are fucking Nazis.
Because... And Gen Z has never had to... I think most boomers, for sure, work a job or face mortality. Mortality wasn't a thing. Usually in their 20s, people don't think about mortality. And all of a sudden, like, mortality is like right fucking there in their face. And they're like...
That's why pets are important for children. Every kid should have a pet die.
Yeah. I bet you if you look at the people who survived, like, the Vietnam War or World War II, yeah. or people who, like, went through, like, real serious shit... They're probably...
The dicks are a little bigger.
Dicks are a little bit bigger, for sure.
Just a little.
That's scientifically true, by the way.
Just a little bit bigger.
Dicks are definitely getting smaller.
Yeah.
And
mine certainly is the exception. Am I right, kids? Boom. Kids? Why did I say that?
So, and that's a bit I did. I just keep talking about the fear, how, like, everyone is like, each generation, it's making men pussies. Because we have no... We don't know what our survival instinct is. Each like I'm a bigger pussy than my dad. He's a bigger pussy than his dad. My granddad stormed the beaches of Normandy. I mean, yeah. It was after the war. He was drunk. He was on a bender, but he could fucking drink, man.
Boo.
It's a solid joke.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, got men, me.
Men
you
had,
did get me.
Men used to have like resting fuck you face. Now they have man buns with fuck me face.
But can I say what that is?
What?
That is the sexual marketplace. That is the capitalism of the sexual marketplace.
Continue.
Men be doing whatever women be fucking, period.
So men be fucking, women be fucking man buns?
Yeah.
Men be fucking men. Women be fucking men, too.
Well, first of all, pause. Men do be fucking men.
Men do be fucking men,
true,
for sure.
True.
But women be fucking men who are also just like, I'm a fucking man. You know what I mean?
Listen.
UFC fighters be fucking, bro.
Okay. UFC fighters for sure fucking. But you know who else is fucking? Twitch streamers.
Twitch streamers with man
Twitch
buns.
Twitch streamers with man Pilates. Buns are fucking.
They be fucking.
Whether you like it or not, Gen Z is fucking Twitch streamers
Gen
with
Z
man
be
buns.
Fucking.
Don't get me wrong. They're also fucking UFC fighters.
Yeah.
UFC fighters are fucking more than Twitch streamers with man buns. But at the end of the day, if you have money and Instagram followers, you're mm-hmm. fucking.
And you're a male feminist. You're
skinny as a twig.
Yeah.
Your dick could be thicker than your forearm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're fucking.
Yeah, that's true. And the joke continues.
Welcome,
I go
to the internet.
Think about it. A group of men, they gave their lives to take down the Nazis.
Yeah.
And now men are like, did Dr. Fauci say we can go outside yet? Do you know? What if I wear my mask and my butt plug? Can I go out? No. And that's one of the jokes I do. And it usually it either kills
yeah.
or it does okay.
Depending on what state you're in.
I've been doing this in California, which is fucking like, and it's so crazy how disparate. Either my set will murder, like I did at Black Sunday. I'm like Black Sunday, ugh, at Chocolate Sunday, and I was like, how is this going to go? That I say in a group of like 200 black people, I go, hey man, COVID made me Republican. I go, not all the way, but just a little bit. Like I don't like Trump, like a Democrat, but I'll stay at one of his hotels, like a Republican. But only if someone else pays for it, like a Democrat.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. It's smart, but it doesn't get like the fucking good reaction that you yeah. want. You know, you want the fucking bigger, like humping the stool type
well,
reaction.
Well, it's more clever.
Yeah, it's more like
it's more clever than doing a funny voice or humping a stool.
Yeah, which is so funny. Just humping air is just hilarious.
Humping air.
With a
that's
big
mine CD, by the way. Humping air. Tommy Wakefield. Humping air. Humpin air.
Like one of the biggest laughs I get these days, which is here's the dumbest joke.
Yeah.
I talk about weed, having sex on weed, which, oh, nice. As you know, I'm a big proponent.
Welcome to the team.
And I said, you need it. Men need it because we're too self-conscious sexually.
Yeah.
Like women have us beat. They have some.
No. Women are more self-conscious.
Yeah. Well, young women.
Women
when
are
they
like,
grow up, bro, oh, trust true, me. True, you're going to fucking see.
Women in the 30s are wild.
But
I'm
they,
just kidding. I don't know.
But they just, you know, they just have.
I never have
they
sex
have,
with anyone.
Each vagina is like a
Picasso.
Open universe game with like cheat codes and all this. You got to figure it out and get in there and find the worlds. And there's like a, it's.
Find the worlds.
Every vagina is like a whole world to master, right?
Uh-huh.
And guys, I'm so the joke is I'm like, how's yourself? Comes the world's like, hey, you like this? I'm like humping like, you like this? You like this? She's like, I'm over here. Oh shit. Sorry. You like yeah. this? You like this? Yeah. I hump over there. It makes no sense.
Humping air.
It
but you're humping
killed,
air.
But I'm humping air. I'm humping air in one direction. Then she goes, I'm over here. And I hump air in that direction. It kills. Makes no sense to me.
This is going to unlock so much for you comedically. You're only humping air during the sexual jokes. Start humping air during the political jokes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like Trump.
Yeah,
just
I like
start
Trump.
Humping air.
Start humping. If the joke is bombing, you're not humping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is me teaching a comedy class yeah. to like first year.
If you have a joke with a punchline, just start humping into the punchline.
You just landed in L.A. and you took my $4,000 comedy class. Start hump. I have a blackboard just says humping air on it.
Start. Underline three times.
Underline humping. Yeah. You. You first.
What about humping the stool?
Front of the room.
What about humping the stool? Can you hump
the stool?
Can you hump the stool or hump an air? Which is better?
You're not humping vigorous. I pull him aside after class. Hey, buddy. You're doing really good. I think you've improved so much since you started this class. I think you should sign up for my level 2, which is twice as much money, where I'm going to teach you how to really, really just like, you got to choke the stool a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, so you say that.
Yeah.
So I did Choco Sundays.
Did you choke the stool?
This is why I did. First of all, I'm the first white guy to come up on the show after
did you
like
hump
five.
The stool?
This is why I did. This is why I did. This is my cheat code. By the way, if you want to fucking murder in an urban room, urban's code for a black room, and you're a white guy,
hump the air.
Just start humping the stool.
No, you didn't.
Just start humping that damn stool, brah.
Shut the fuck.
So I went on stage. I want to say, and I just start fucking like doing like, but like Magic Mike in it.
Wait, what is
you know
the
mean?
Context of this?
I walked on stage as a context.
No, you did not open.
Dude, I walked on stage, went up to, I put my drink on the stool and just started like going like this to the stool, like Magic Mike humping it. And then at one point I like,
No words have been spoken?
No, not at all. I hadn't said my name.
They're playing music still?
Playing music. DJ Sidekick is up there. Shout out DJ Sidekick.
Shout out.
I'm humping, so I'm spinning. And then I did this. And then just because I was creatively inspired, I put my finger in my mouth, and I start putting it into an imaginary stool, asshole.
Yeah.
And I kept humping.
Yeah.
Dude. Murdering. Murdering. And then it stops. Oh, dude.
Wait, what else did you do?
I mean, I didn't hump the stool for that long. It wasn't my whole set.
That's why you didn't kill for the whole time.
I did.
Yeah.
I should hump.
You ever get a guy, boo, go hump the stool again. We don't want to hear your thoughts, bro.
So that's just so. And then I get off, and then it's quiet, and they're looking at me.
Yeah.
And then I just say, "Look who got invited to the barbecue." Fucking murders, bro.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
To the point where I'm going, I don't know how to follow this stool humping, and this look who got invited. But I'm like, where do I go from here? Because I just fucking brought the house down.
Gotta close with the stool humping. You can't open with stool humping. You can't follow you humping the stool.
You cannot follow
thoughts.
You humping the stool.
You can't follow thoughts with humping.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Reverse. You can't
humping
follow humping with thoughts.
Is a closer.
Yeah.
And by the way.
Because it's like everything after that is pillow talk.
Some of the best. Look, I think a lot of people agree that one of, if not the greatest comic ever, Louis C.K., some people may agree, he's up for debate.
He's amazing.
He humps a lot of air, bro. As brilliant as he is, he be humping air. He humps air.
Not only humps air, he does funny voices.
Yeah, people forget that.
He humps air. He does funny voices. Mm-hmm. He does it all.
He doesn't hump stools. Humping stools is hacky. Humping air is art.
Humping stools is hacky. Humping air is necessary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If do you even want to make it in this town?
Yeah. Like, he has this bit in his latest special on his website where he talks about gay people getting rights.
Oh, I got to go soon.
Getting married. And he goes, that's great, but not for everyone. Like, aren't there some people that miss the days when you're in the basement of Club at 4 a.m.? Just like, and then he's humping air like, oh, I could lose my job. Oh, my mother would be so disappointed. Didn't they add a little zhuzh to it? It's one of the best jokes, and it's a humping air joke. What are you looking at? Oh, your girl. Oh,
no.
Let's close it. What's going on with fake girlfriend right now?
Well, I got to go soon.
Yeah, because you're a fucking pussy-whipped goddamn Gen Z-er.
It's not that I'm
What's going on with
just,
the girlfriend?
It's just that she is sensitive, and if I show up late, then it'll just not be a good time.
Okay, so we'll close out, but give us a rundown on what's going on with this thing. So things are fine in your open, quasi-open...
Things are like quasi open, but then like we got into a fight.
About what?
Basically, she was like, "You're not treating me the same way ever since we became open." And I'm like,
That makes sense.
And then I was like, "Well,
because you're not buying her flowers and doing all the
right,
romantic.
I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah.
Why would I?
Yeah.
We're not. We ain't. You broke up with me.
Yeah.
I kind of let you break up with me. You know what I mean? It was now, kind of like a test. It was like, should we break up? And I was like, maybe we should. You know? And then she was like, you can't
How
say that.
How dare you repeat what I just said?
Yeah. I didn't really. You just said that you want to break up with me. I was like, no. I just let you say it. And
yeah.
Stop you.
Yeah.
And anyways, so then it was like kind of open for a while. And I was like, all right. Then I'm going to like stop being the same way. I'm going to start maybe like paying attention to other girls. And she's like, I'm upset. I don't like this. And I was like, you wanted this. And then she was like, well, I didn't really want it. And then I was like, okay, well, sorry. And then, anyways, then we got, then not, I don't want to be like dropping, but a certain monthly event was in the atmosphere.
Her period.
And there's no correlation whatsoever except for.
There is.
Shit started getting crazy. And she said it out loud. She was like, I've been really emotional because I'm on my period. And then, like, we went to, like, Target, and she just started crying for no reason because Target was closed. Or, like, because she's just being very emotional.
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, don't stress it. I know you're emotional because you're on your period. And then she gets mad.
Yeah, you can't. Ooh,
you
Tommy.
Said it.
Rule,
you
yeah,
said
Tommy,
it.
Tommy, rule number one.
I was trying to make her feel better.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Because otherwise, if I don't reference that, what am I supposed to say?
It's okay.
Hey, you're being crazy right now. It's
okay. It's
just
okay.
Target.
Yeah, you can be like, it's okay. I understand you're upset. Yeah, that makes sense. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Just say, I get it. But don't say, I get it. You're on your period. No, that will never
she
work.
She said it, though.
It doesn't matter that she said, Tommy. That's,
ugh,
you have to learn
God.
That.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever reference
never,
a woman's
ever, ever
period
anything
about
ever.
Her period. If she's acting crazy and she says, my period's making me fucking crazy, you can't be, oh, yeah, I get it. It's your period. It seems condescending to them. Because it
I get it. I get
invalidates
that.
Their emotions,
so
even
anyways,
though their emotions are crazy.
Then we got
crazy.
Back to the my place, and she was upset, and I wasn't paying attention to her because I was trying to get some work done.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted more attention, and then I wasn't really sure. She wasn't communicating very well. I wasn't communicating well. Turns out she was mad at me for some shit earlier that I didn't know about. So she's just being silently mad. And super emotional. So then she starts being kind of passive-aggressive, and we were working on this project together. And she was like, hey, it doesn't seem like you're really putting that much effort in on this thing, so I think I'm just going to take you off the team. No. First off, she was like, hey, do you want to still work on this thing? And I was like, yeah, I would like to still work on it. And then she's like, yeah, well, I think I'm going to take you off the team. That really pissed me off. Because she asked me, and then I said, please don't do that. And then she did it anyway. And I was like, and I got upset, and I was like, I felt myself getting real mad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think we should call the night there because I feel like I'm getting mad right now and this isn't going anywhere good. So I'm going to just send you home. I'm like, I'm sending you home because if I don't, then I'm going to start yelling or some shit.
Yeah.
And I don't want to. I feel myself getting like sixth grade mad. Like you triggered something in me. I feel myself getting like like childhood angry right now. And nothing I say after this point is going to be positive, so I'm sending you home. That upset her deeply.
Yeah.
But I think it was the right decision because I was definitely about to say some wild shit. I was like, damn, I feel crazy right now. I was like,
fair.
I was like, whoa, that really upset me. I'm not going to lie. I'm very upset, so please leave.
What you did was brave, Tommy.
Thank you. And she got real mad that I sent her home, but I was like, no, this is for the best. And then the next day, and then I was flying home. So that was our last interaction before I'm flying home for like 5 days. And we have this open thing, so I'm like, she's going to fuck another man. But I don't know. I don't know what she's going to do.
You don't have like the nightly check-in on FaceTime video?
I don't want to check in all the time.
Yeah, of course. No one wants that.
You know what I mean?
So when you come back to the situation right now, it's going to be...
So I'm coming back, but then she apologized, because this always happens. She gets mad, she does some dumb shit, and then she apologizes.
Yeah.
I don't want, you know. I do dumb shit too. I miscommunicate. I share my half of the burden. But then also, like, we were communicating over text message the next night when I was about to leave, and I was kind of still upset about what had happened, and I was being a little... I started being like 15% honest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I started getting so upset that I just started saying how I feel.
Yeah.
And that shit hurts. When you really... I was like...
If people were really honest, ugh, what a horrible world this would be.
I got this bit I'm working on about honesty.
Yeah.
About like you got to ask someone's consent before you're honest with them.
Yeah.
I'll punch you in the face if you're honest to me.
And then even then, don't be honest with
them. Don't be honest. Uh-uh. Yeah. You got to ask for consent. Hey, can I be honest with you? If they say yes, you can be 5% honest with them.
Yeah, if they say yes, it's a trap for sure.
It's a trap. You can't just tell someone the truth. Here's the thing. You should be honest, but don't ever tell someone the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be honest about your feelings.
You should lie honestly, but you can't just tell someone the truth.
Yeah.
The truthy truth?
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say on stage. Yeah. The truthy truth?
Yeah. Oh, no one wants the truthy
truth. The truthy truth?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, no one wants to believe in the truth anymore.
The truth?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
Fuck the truth.
Scary.
Yeah, bad. The truth is scary.
Yeah, the truth died with the boomers.
And when you say the truth, even from the most relaxed place, like, look, I'm just going to be honest, you say your truth from the most vulnerable open space, that will be used against you in a court of law for the next 20 years. Be like,
you know who told the truth? Jesus. Galileo told the truth. And then he instantly took it back.
Anyway, Tommy, so I'll let you go, man.
Yeah,
thank you for coming.
Anyways, but she wants to patch things up. She wants to go see some movies together.
So I'm going to get the vaccine. So everyone needs to calm down.
You're going to get the vaccine.
I'll get the vaccine.
You don't think Hitler told the truth.
I mean, you can tell the truth and still be a piece of shit is my point.
Right. Yeah.
Because what is truth?
What is
truth? Your truth.
Fuck.
It's a subjective thing.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Right.
I gotta go.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Bye.
Bye.